Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me. I was gonna say
So,
Steve is recording the call.
wait, what? You can see that? Oh no.
Yes, I actually can.
Yes.
Because they're Jellicle cats and they're Jellicle cats with their Jellicle Jellicles.
And they're in the cradle with that silver spoon, because they're Jellicle
Wait, what? Seriously though, what is that thing?
What is what thing?
What is that Steve is recording the call thing? Are you using a different program?
What?
Oh, I'm recording
Because
the
he's
call
recording
on
from
Skype.
Skype.
Weird. You're not using Audacity? You
Ain't
fucking
nobody got time
communist.
for that.
But I mean, we can if you want. It's just usually pretty easy that way.
Wait, so you're recording me too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure it
Oh.
works?
Did you not know you could do that on Skype?
No.
Oh yeah, bottom right corner I think where it's like more options or whatever. If you right click on that, it says like start recording and you can start recording.
I do not see that option.
Because we're
Oh.
currently recording, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Either that or they don't do it in Canada.
That might be it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
see, we don't really jive with Russia too much, so we don't have that instantly set on our Skype program.
Well, you are missing
Oh,
out.
well, see, this is your leader has to become like
Not
besties.
only are they incredible money launderers, but they're also pretty goddamn brilliant on bringing about new world orders.
Also, have you tried the borscht truck? It just drives around the neighborhood like an ice cream truck, but it's called beet soup.
All of this sounds awful. So, Mystic River, let's get into it.
Oh, you want to join us for Mystic River?
Hits me on
We
every
just watched
episode.
it, and oh my God, it is so romantic.
I fucking love that movie.
It's a good movie.
Steve and I just the very first time and only time, well, before now, as Steve and I had seen it, we had both seen it under false pretenses.
Did you think it was Mystic Pizza?
No, but my mom thought it was the Majestic, and she's like, "What's Jim Carrey gonna have a start making this funny with the Magic Theater?"
Izzy, where's Martin Lando?
Pretty much. And Steve, when was the first time you watched
Oh,
it?
I was on a date with a single teenage mom. It was great.
It's a
She
real
picked the
date.
movie, and I was like, "You know, that's not Mystic Pizza, right?" She's like, "Oh, no, yeah, it's like an award-winning thing." I'm like, "But do you know what it's about?" Yeah?
Yeah,
Okay,
about
cool.
to
We'll watch
get
it. And then, like,
weird.
yeah, a half hour in, it's like, yeah, this is pretty good, but well, let's just keep watching
It's a
it."
date movie. It's a total date movie.
Absolutely.
Oh God, I'm like holding her child as like, "Is my daughter in there? Is my daughter in there?" You're like, "I'm gonna hand you back to your mother."
It's better than your second film of the evening that night, which was a Serbian film.
You think there was a second movie that night? That was not hashtag secured. Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is
Everything
Everything
I
I Learned
Learned
From
From
Movies,
Movies.
mini
Mini
episode.
episode. Da.
And tonight,
Oh, tonight.
we are joined by Brendan from the What Were They Thinking podcast. Welcome, Brendan.
Sup, 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 sup. What up, what up, what up, yo?
So that's not an alien hedgehog in our living
That is not, but we'll be talking about said
room?
hedgehogs.
It's just me.
Because Brendan sees just about every movie that comes out, right, Brendan?
I mean, not as much as before because I don't work at the theater, so I can't go for free. Genuinely, you know what? I'm just gonna get myself into trouble, so.
Yeah.
He can't get it. He can't get in for free because his manager listens.
Yeah.
Definitely, nobody else gets him in because
Wink, wink,
that.
wink. Okay.
Oh,
Nothing
nobody is liable. Nobody is liable. I just go in.
And about free refills, what? No.
Whoa.
No, how
No,
many gallons of free ice
you're
tea did
bringing it down from the inside, man.
all of nice tea. Yeah. So,
So.
first we're going to talk about
Woo!
Ford v Ferrari. Now, this came out a couple months ago for
It's true.
the Academy Awards circuit.
Yeah.
By the way, Brendan, you paid attention to the Academy Awards, right? Did
I
Did your picks come out pretty good?
I was blown away that Parasite won Best Picture, and by blown away, I mean I was happy. The only one I really, like, predicted, like, hardcore predicted and wanted to win was Brad Pitt, so I was happy about that.
Brad Pitt's an Academy Award-winning actor. Woo! You can't take it away! McConaughey and Nicolas Cage!
When is he going to do the Redford biopic?
I mean, somebody made a pretty good point about Brad Pitt, is he's kind of like a character actor in like a stud actor's body.
Yeah, he has the same problem that Bruce Campbell was running into. He's much better as a side character where he can go wild.
Or dare I say it, Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
He's just a really great actor that always gets misinterpreted as like just like a pretty face.
That's why he's great in the Oceans movies. Rusty is an awesome character.
Not just hungry.
Not just hungry.
Okay. He's pretty good. By the way, Steve, you get sad at dad stuff in movies. Have you seen Dad Astra?
Oh, no, I have not. Yeah. Brad Pitt going like... to space. Yeah.
And yes, I did call it Dad Astra. Zing. Yeah. I feel like that would be a tearjerker for you.
Yeah, no, I believe Steve's exact words when we saw the trailer for that was, nope, not happening.
Well, don't need none of that.
It's terrific, but I'm just saying.
They got tears out of me from a fucking ham radio and Frequency. They don't need to make it space.
Frequency! When is that coming up on the podcast?
I don't know, but we're talking about Ford v. Ferrari.
Yeah, Ford v. Ferrari. What the hell?
Oh, this movie is so fucking good.
Yeah, from the director of X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah! Wait a second, what?
Yeah, is that who James Mangold is?
And Logan.
Oh, and Logan, Yeah, that's right. He did the good one, too.
Yeah.
This movie is about my mom's boyfriend's uncle building cars and blowing them up.
Yes, Dennis is the nephew of Carol Shelby, played by Matt Damon. But so I don't know who's responsible behind this movie, but I'm pretty sure it's Lee Iacocca because he's portrayed by John Barenthal in this movie. And
I kept going... So where's Iacocca?
Yeah.
No, that's not Iacocca. No. I've seen pictures of Iacocca. That is not what he looks like.
He definitely didn't look like the Punisher.
No. Wasn't Lee Iacocca the old dude? Oh, that was Ford.
Yeah, because it takes place back in the 60s, so yeah, it was Ford. But
oh, okay.
Henry Ford, too.
Yeah, considering that in the 80s, Lee Iacocca was portrayed in a sketch comedy show by Joe Piscopo, I don't think he looked like John Bernthal.
Nope.
I don't know. Joe Piscopo's pretty ripped.
He's a stud. Well, back then he wasn't yet. He hadn't quit SNL yet.
Oh.
He didn't have time on his hands yet.
Oh, he didn't carrot-top himself yet.
Okay. Not yet.
but of course the story of basically the great pissing contest between Henry Ford and Enzo Ferrari, where Ferrari was winning the 24 Hours of Le Mans every year and making the most beautiful cars ever, even though they were kind of a failing business. But then Ford's like, well, fuck, I can do that. He says I make pieces of shit. Fuck him.
So the reason Ferrari at this point in time is a failing business, even though they're making what the world considered were the best cars at the time, is because Ferrari had before Ferrari had a pissing contest with Ford, Ferrari started his company because of a pissing contest with Lamborghini. Oh. He used to work for Lamborghini and he said, hey, we need to, like, up our game and make better cars. And Lamborghini said, no, you're a fool. You'll bankrupt a business that way. And Ferrari said, hold my beer.
Hold my vino.
And so Ferrari started the company to crush Lamborghini.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This movie really made me think of the phrase, whoever wins the war gets to write the story.
Yep, that's exactly it. So we got Matt Damon playing Carol Shelby, Christian Bale playing what's Ken's last name?
Miles.
Jennings.
Ken Miles, yes.
He's a driver named Miles, babe.
Yes, I know. I know Carol Shelby's a real person. This Ken Miles guy is a little on the nose.
Yeah.
But totally no, he's a real person, is he not?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I was going to say, otherwise, his character's ultimate trip is kind of a little out of nowhere.
Yeah. But yeah, it's basically them teaming up with Ford, basically Ford giving them kind of a blank check. Except
not the first year.
Well, yeah,
they had to do it.
They had to report to the whenever you need an asshole in a movie, Josh Lucas.
Absolutely.
Oh, wasn't it so great seeing Josh Lucas in a movie again?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in anything in forever. The last one I remember him from was that fucking basketball coach movie.
Yeah, not Coach Carter.
No, the other one, the white one.
Yeah. We know the one you're talking about. Just can't remember it because we've seen it before.
Home on the Range. I don't know. That's an anime.
By the way, coming up in a couple of months, starring Ben Affleck this time.
Oh yeah. It'd be great if Josh Lucas. You guys remember the movie The Rundown?
Oh, of course.
Where like The Rock passes Arnold Schwarzenegger in the hallway.
Yeah.
It'd be great if like they had a scene in this movie where Josh Lucas passes Ben Affleck and he's like, "Have fun." Passing the torch.
but based on the true story, basically no spoilers and all that, but I really liked it. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
Oh, I loved it. I grew up hearing all these kinds of stories because my family were all car people, and yeah, it was fabulous.
Like Transformers?
Car people? Son of a bitch.
Steve, you can't call them that anymore. It's 2020.
They're robots in disguise, you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, Transmorphers?
That's better.
All right,
yes. You'd be thrown into an asylum with talk like that.
The crazy thing, too, though, about all of these cars is, like the original Ford GT4, well, the I think four of them that survived, because I think there was one that didn't do the race or something, they just ended up in these guys' backyards, because it was, like, the next year, it was like, nope, we have to start from scratch, got to build bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some of these things ended up as, like, destruction derby cars, because nobody thought they'd be worth anything. They were just a car some guy rode around to track it, and, yeah, he won an award one year.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. But yeah, they're like, I didn't think it was this year, but one of the years when Ford won, them and Ferrari were like, they were sharing an offsite like automotive shop, and the Ford guys were working late, working on something, and shocker, they got a little bit drunk, and there was a 55-gallon drum of Ferrari red paint. Apparently, they stole it and did a limited run of Mustangs in Ferrari red paint, and apparently Enzo was, like, gonna burn Ford to the ground. Like, had torches.
Nice, and that wasn't in this movie?
No, not in this movie. I'm hoping it's in the sequel.
They had to cut it because it was already 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was a good 2.5 hours easy, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, and of course nominated for a bunch of Academy Awards, but, well, it was mostly sound editing and stuff like that. And
it was nominated for Best Picture, yeah. I do think that I don't know if I would have had him winning, because I think Brad Pitt is kind of, that performance was fucking amazing, but I think Christian Bale should have been nominated.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely.
He did great. Matt Damon did great. I know a little bit about Carol Shelby, seen like interviews and stuff like that.
Oh, he's a huge asshole.
Yeah. I mean, when you're basically the best at something.
When you're the best at something and you ended up having to work on a farm to make money because no one will hire you, it might be a personality flaw.
Yeah, I know that exactly.
If you have to work on a farm because no one will hire you, you might be an asshole.
Yeah, this is the story of the assholes getting their way.
Yeah, it's like the three of us here being incredible podcasters, but because no one will give us money.
Because we're all huge assholes in real life.
Exactly.
Oh, flaming assholes.
Yeah. Thomas Jane will not return your calls after that interview, guys.
Yeah.
You don't know that. He might be on our side.
Maybe soon.
I have an ally.
Yeah, so I guess Ford v Ferrari recommendations all around.
Go see it.
It's pretty solid. Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Anything you didn't like or would change?
Just the length, kind of. I feel like it got long in some parts, and it never really, like, I wasn't like, oh god, like looking at my watch or anything. But
you didn't have the is this 24 hours Le Mans going to be shot in real time? Because fuck,
the race scenes were very long.
I guess that's he's not a car guy.
I thought the race scenes were great. I do and still think they went on a little long.
They sounded like the cars.
Yeah, well, that's why
you're like you're like Izzy is like Molly Shannon in Talladega Nights right now.
Yeah, exactly.
The vibrations.
No, it was solid. It's like, I don't know, like for me, it's like a 4 out of 5, maybe.
Yeah, I'd give it an 8 or a 9. Like I really out of 10.
Yeah, an 8 or 9 out of 5. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know math.
Okay, guys.
So you guys, neither of you guys are huge car guys either, though.
How dare you?
As far as car movies go, like if we're comparing this to other
Driven.
Okay, it's a 20 out of 5 then.
I'm sorry, what was your question, babe?
You know, good car movies like Baby Driver.
Wait, are you guys saying you don't like that movie?
I don't.
Oh, I fucking love Baby Driver. No, that's definitely.
That's why I brought it up.
It's better. Yep, agreed.
No, John but Arithal like, also I don't know. Have you seen World's Fastest Indian?
No.
Oh, you are missing out.
You want to see Anthony Hopkins ride a rocket car?
I mean, why do you think I've seen Silence of the Lambs?
All right. Anyway, we'll move on before I get angry.
Why are you angry?
Let's keep moving.
Okay. All right, cool. What? So, next up, we saw Sonic the Hedgehog. Brendan, what are your thoughts on Sonic the Hedgehog?
I expected it to be a flaming pile of garbage, and it wasn't, so thumbs up?
Yeah, pretty much it. Going with low expectations, come away surprised.
Jim Carrey is he's just fucking Jim Carrey in this, and it's so good.
I miss Jim Carrey.
I do, too, but he's back, apparently.
Yeah.
He's done painting angry portraits of Trump, and he's back to being his own old jolly self.
He was basically 90s Jim Carrey in this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least his dad. I don't know.
We just watched Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, and the best part of that movie is Jim Carrey being Count Olaf, and I mean, it's just great. Mm-hmm. Every scene he's in is pure gold, and this is so much like that.
Yeah. No, I mean, he is clearly far and away the best part of the movie. Like, Sonic is fine, James Marsden is fine, but Jim Carrey just takes it and runs with it.
Yeah, yeah, the other guys are, you know, like you would expect. Like, it's like the Woody Woodpecker movie or, like, any of those other live-action mixed ones.
Can I just mention one thing that drives me crazy in movies like this? And it's such a small, it's such a seemingly insignificant thing, but, Sonic the Hedgehog, obviously, everyone knows what it is. It's Sonic the Hedgehog, come on, guys. Yeah. But he comes to Earth, right? And he doesn't really know, like, about a lot of concepts. Like, he's like, what's that? What's that? Yeah. But he gets, like, intricate pop culture references. Yeah.
Yes, this was a problem I had. We called
that out a bunch of, like, wait, this guy doesn't know what a friend is, but he's like...
No, he didn't know what a chili dog was, but he knows what a live stream is.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what a bucket list is, but he knows, like, he makes, like, some, like, movie reference or something. Or he makes a reference to the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
Okay, no, now that they explained that he watched the movies over their shoulders.
Yeah.
And he particularly has seen a lot of action
movies. But apparently
movies.
They don't like Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson movies.
Yeah.
Because bucket list.
What other Morgan Freeman, Jack Nicholson team-up movies are there?
Other than bucket list?
Yeah.
The Aging Avengers?
The slow and the mildly agitated?
Wild Hogs 2, the rehogging.
It can still happen, guys.
No.
But yeah, Jim Carrey, and I do actually really, really hope this gets a sequel because I want to see him take this character to the next level.
It's making money, babe. It's
that.
It's probably next year going to have a sequel.
Guys, that end scene.
This is the biggest video game opening weekend ever.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
Mortal Kombat.
$57 million.
Well, that's because every ticket's like $35 now, apparently.
Not when we see them.
Still, Still, $57 million for like a movie that I remember when I first saw the trailer, I was like, the fuck is this shit?
Oh, I'm 100% still convinced that, what was it, like a year and a half ago when they released the screenshots and it was terrible, that this movie did not actually exist. They were simply seeing if they could get a movie made, like if there was enough interest. And when everyone was outraged over the look, they're like, oh, we're going to pull it in and redo it.
So the most successful Kickstarter ever?
Pretty much, that's what I'm thinking this is.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to convince me that this was a movie before that.
Yeah. It feels like they tried to basically make Detective Pikachu with Sonic.
Yeah.
We actually have Detective Pikachu coming here in the next day or so
to watch.
We haven't seen it yet, but yeah.
Really?
It's almost exactly the same thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like both movies, and they're both like, I was just like, yeah, this was fine.
Nice. Yeah, I'd recommend it. If you miss 90s Jim Carrey, and we all do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a few bucks.
I did like some of the scenes. I really enjoyed the Donut Lord stuff.
Yeah. It's nice to see how that James Marsden hasn't aged a day in ever.
Holy shit. So I mentioned this, like, fucking 2001 Cyclops is in this movie.
Right?
X-Men from 20 years ago. He does not look any different.
Yeah. Fantastic little flick that way. I mean, it's kind of what you expect, but it's done pretty good.
Yeah it's
Cyclops versus Ace Ventura. What else could you want?
Yeah. and are you guys excited for the sequel, since it's going to be coming?
Yeah, Tails. Back at the end?
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, guess what, guys? They only wanted to do a one-off. They don't want to make a franchise out of this.
How many million? 57 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not spoiling it for anybody. Everybody already saw this.
They definitely don't want to make a Sega Cinematic Universe bringing in other big-money things like...
As soon as this opened up, what did I say? This is
Super
the first
Smash
one.
Brothers universe.
Oh, shit. Is Sonic going to fight Golden Axe?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get a Star Fox movie out of this, guys.
Fuck.
It's going to be Sega and Nintendo combining. We're finally going to get that Super Mario reboot.
Want the Kirby movie.
You know what the best thing about this movie is going to be is all the new Deviant art we're going to get.
Woo! Oh, bring, so much furry porn.
Bring on pregnant Sonic.
Bring back those amazing calves from the original Artist Renderings.
And then, I guess spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, the little thing at the end, Officer Stone, do some rock connaissance.
Oh yeah, and then did you guys think that when they kept saying it's a world full of mushrooms that there was a slam on Mario?
No, I thought that was going to be the tie-in to the Mario reboot. But I mean, spoiler alert for a franchise? I don't know.
They were like, hey, Marvel and DC can't work together, but Sega and Nintendo can.
Sega and Nintendo already have.
Oh, well, there you go.
They're all in Super Smash Brothers. One of the versions anyway. Because remember, I played Kirby in one of them. I played.
The Plumber and the Hedgehog. Too bad Bob Hoskins is no longer with us.
I know what everybody's waiting for. So coming out next year, Mega Man starring Jason Statham.
Yes! Yes!
Anyway. Yeah.
Wait. Is that going to be tied in with the Meg?
Yep.
The Mega Man?
That's exactly
why. Yes!
I don't...
Going to get a reboot of GoldenEye?
It's actually Meg:Amen. Well, it's past Mega Man.
Anything will be better than the Meg. I agree.
Oh, you are missing out, sir.
Oh, did not care for it one bit.
So good. So good.
No.
Made me a better movie where Jason Statham punches a shark.
There's one worse one, and it's that one.
And then finally, the dark horse in this race.
Yeah. Oh, then we go across the South Pacific to Bloomhouse's Fantasy Island.
For a second I thought you said Blue Mouses. I was really confused.
No, he's a space hedgehog.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah, Bloomhouse's Fantasy Island.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to start this off with a question. Antonio Banderas is still alive, correct?
Yes.
Then why isn't he Mr. Rourke?
I don't know! Oh my God, that's all I could think the whole time was this needs to be Antonio Banderas.
I mean, no slam on Michael Pena. He's a great actor and all that. Great in this movie. Well,
I don't feel like he was utilized properly in this movie for what he's really good at.
He felt super miscast.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. He's a great actor and he's really, really good at being the Mr. Hyper Exposition. That's what he's great at. He's supposed to be calm and regal in this, and it's
Yeah, and he's subtle and he's funny in like a quiet way, and he could be funny in an explosive way. And in this, he was just kind of like, Mr. Rourke, welcome to Fantasy Island. This is your fantasy. I can't undo a fantasy. I'm sorry. I'm Mr. Rourke.
There's no further questions, Your Honor. Yeah, it was very subdued. Well, and for those millennials out there who don't know, Fantasy Island was a television series in the late 70s, early 80s, or as I like to call the Rockford Magnum era of television.
Or as those of us our age know it, the Nick at Night era?
Yeah, the Nick at Night years, yes. Where basically Ricardo Montalban played Mr. Rourke and Hervé, I forget his last
Villages.
Name. Yeah, there we are. The one Peter Dinklage is doing the biopic about plays what? His lovable assistant Tattoo. Oh, you didn't know Peter Dinklage is actually doing a biopic?
No, I did not.
It's called like My Dinner with Hervé or something.
What
like that.
Is it like My Dinner with Andre?
I'm sure the title is specifically towards that, but yeah, he's like filming it and everything, which is why I assume he wasn't in this movie. But more on that later. Okay. But yeah, basically, I've only seen a few episodes of the television series, but I seem to remember it basically being, it's kind of inferred that Mr. Rourke is like the devil or some sort of genie or something, but it's like people show up on this island, their fantasies come true, but they always turn at the end, you know, just like a genie, like, oh yeah, I wish for $1 million, and then they're trampled by a bunch of deer or, you know, stuff like, hey, you know, it turns after a while.
Wait, what? Really? I thought the show was like, he was like giving people these good fantasies.
Oh yeah, he is.
No, you're thinking Love Boat.
Well, I seem to remember at least, like I said, I only see two or three episodes, but a couple of them, yeah, do kind of turn towards the end. Or it's like, there's usually like a moral at the end where it's like, you know,
be careful what you wish for is pretty much the moral.
Mm, but okay. maybe there's only a few episodes, but
as you wish.
So Blumhouse got a hold of it. God bless Jason Blum for
is that the word you would use? Are those the words you would use, Steve?
Yes, we love this man.
Fuck this movie.
You're the one who recommended it to us.
No, I did not as a good movie.
Yeah. I believe it was like, this is a beautiful trash fire. So we were kind of in. Yeah, but Brendan, what are your thoughts on this movie? This horror version of Fantasy Island.
It's one of the stupidest fucking movies I've ever seen. And yes, I enjoyed it in that fucking ridiculously stupid way. But man, every character in every scene says their entire backstory. Like everything is exposition.
Yes, is Exposition Island. That is.
I do want to throw this out here too. Maggie Q, holy shit, she looks good.
Her and James Marsden are like going to the same place or something.
Did you guys feel like she was in a different movie though? Because her performance is like nothing like anyone else's.
No.
Wait. Are you telling me that she actually took her role seriously?
She kind of killed it. She kind of like gave it the gravitas that this movie did not deserve. No one else did.
Being surrounded by Guy Du Bros and
the Dude Bros,
Face Chat chicks or something. Don't it's like
even start with the Dude Bros.
The brothers. Are you racist, bro?
One of them was white. I'm good.
Basically, a plane full of people come to the island. Mr. Rourke's there, like, what's your fantasy? You know, like, ludicrous. And then he's like, or each one of them has a thing like, oh, yeah, I want to be a soldier. We want to have a be rich and have a bitchin' block party or whatever at our mansion.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of crazy shit.
I want to be happy for the first time in my life and live without regret.
Yeah. Some sort of eat, pray, love bullshit on that one.
You neglected to mention who the writers, director, and star of this movie are from.
Oh.
The same writer, director, and star.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what other Blumhouse movie they do? I was thinking Seven in Heaven, but it's like, no, it's the other one.
As soon as she stepped off the plane, I was like, wait a second, that's the girl from Truth. Wait a second, Jeff Wadlow. Why does that sound familiar? Wait a second, no!
So if you like Truth or Dare, check out Fantasy Island.
I actually really enjoyed it.
It was all right. It was a fun, stupid horror movie.
Although, so we were warned right before we started our movie that apparently there was a movie, or a part right towards the end, where Brendan screamed, fuck you, at the screen.
Yes, fuck you, movie, was all caps.
I was horribly disappointed that it did not involve a giant snake, considering how much snake symbolism was all over the place.
Yeah, there were all kinds of snake statues, and like the little emblem of like all the slithery floors. Slithery noises. And, yeah, sea snakes and shit like that, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna have the giant fucking snake from King Arthur Legend.
That's what I wanted. That's the ending we deserved.
One of the worst scenes in movie history.
Would it be worse if a giant snake came around the corner and ate them?
I mean, if it looked as bad as the one in King Arthur. No, when he said that line, and maybe I don't know if we want to spoil it, but
let's not spoil it. So let's be vague.
Well, let's just say that when he says that fucking line at the end, I literally was like, thank God it's the end of the movie because I'm done.
Yeah. That's when Brandon finished.
Into my own face.
Ooh, self-bukkake. That's harsh.
And I went, blah, blah, blah.
That's a hard recommend? Is that interesting?
Yeah, diamond tipped.
If you're going to watch like a bad movie, it's definitely an entertaining bad movie. I will say that.
Yeah, as far as the Blumhouse horror movies go,
again, I keep thinking you say Blumhouse.
The Blumhouse. It's not that bad. It's 10% on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that.
It's
right
better
now
than a 10% movie.
I was expecting 40, like that range. Like it's what you expect.
It's fine. The poor blonde has so much filler in her cheeks, though. She's got like a frisbee face.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's more a personal aesthetic choice than an acting choice.
That's more just a personal attack on her body.
Oh, the filler trend is really bad, where people are, like, trying to give themselves too high a cheekbones or give themselves the meat lips.
Wait, who are we talking about? The lead?
No, the blonde.
The one that was being tortured.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I really want to talk about I know we don't want to spoil it, but the ending it makes no sense.
Yes, the ending makes absolutely no sense. And I like that they even called it towards the end, and she's like, anyway.
If you think about it for more than a minute,
it
makes zero sense.
Yeah, which is why they needed the giant snake.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Because we were making all kinds of speculations about it, and it was like, okay, this is all going to make sense based on, I don't know, historical things and whatnot, let's say.
Yeah.
But yeah, fall on its face.
But the good news is they've left it open for more of them.
Oh, yes, of course there's a sequel big because Blumhouse hates money.
Wait, but isn't it tanking?
That doesn't mean they can't make them straight to Netflix or something?
Well, and here's the thing. Okay, when you make a movie for $5 million.
Hold on, Steve. I'm going to fact check you right now.
Yeah, it's probably, I'd say between 20 and 30.
Okay, what do you got? Oh, shit. You know what? 7 million.
There you go.
Did it make more than that opening weekend?
Literally, the first article says, director Jeff Wadlow on the challenges of making Fantasy Island for $7.2 million.
I see, and it's an impressive use of it, because there is special effects. I mean, it's not the greatest, but for $7.2 million, plus you have Michael Pena and Maggie Q, and...
Yeah.
Listen, I'll give the movie this as a kind of a positive thing. It looks better than a $7 million movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally.
And, you did not mention Michael Rooker.
Oh, God, Michael Rooker, that's right.
What is he doing?
What year is this?
He is living his best life. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
When I saw his look, I was like, okay, I'm back in for a little bit.
An actor who was utilized correctly.
We got him for 2 days. What are we going to do?
Right? We're going to put him in Smeed's outfit and have him run around with a machete.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm not the only one who got the Smeeb vibe off of
no,
him, right?
No,
like,
no, no, yeah.
I was expecting
it was a mix
to be
of
like...
me and Robin Williams from Jumanji.
I was going to say, as soon as Steve said, what year is this? I like, yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah,
I just thought that Michael Rooker picked his costume on a dare.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said they only had him for like 3 days, but it's like, you know what? No time to change out of the outfit. Just keep it on. We'll start early in the morning.
Just keep what Mike came to the set with.
Yeah. Oh, and the guy from the Kim Coates, the guy with like the glowing blue eyes, who is the
Columbia
guy. Where I was like, oh shit, it's the guy from Last Boy Scout.
He's aged horribly.
Yeah. Anyway, look. Okay. The guy who was like the Colombian drug lord guy was wearing the mask most of the time when we took it off.
Okay.
Like the glowing blue eyes.
I don't remember Last Boy Scout too much.
Oh man. Well, okay. I've seen it like 1,000 times. So he's the one that like punches Bruce Willis, and then he's
The only thing I remember from Last Boy Scout is the opening scene where he's like, "What, did your dick accidentally fall into my wife?"
That was a good line.
Oh yeah, it happens all the times.
Yeah, and then Halle Berry's in it. That's all I remember.
Briefly, spoiler alert.
Oh yeah. I don't remember.
It was the early 90s. Halle Berry only showed up in brief cameo.
Wait, you could call her Halle Berry.
So what we're saying is we highly recommend Last Boy Scout.
Yeah. Go home and watch it.
As for Blumhouse's Fantasy Island.
Go see it. It's fun.
Yeah, it's all right.
If you can catch a $5 matinee, this is the perfect movie to go see.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's not the worst way to spend an hour and a half.
No.
Yeah.
Or an hour and 49 minutes. Come on, guys.
It's definitely not going to make you think too hard. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You might be trying to figure it all out. And then in the end, you'll just be kind of disappointed. But
don't worry, guys. If you get lost in the middle of the movie and you're not sure, like, you know, if you're just like, oh, what just happened? Who is this character again? They will remind you every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's true. All right. So I'm going to, I don't know if this is going to spoil it. I'm going to try not to spoil it. Did you guys want him to be her brother?
Oh.
Would that have made more sense?
Maybe. Okay, can I tell you why I don't think it made any sense, though?
Hmm.
Do you remember? Oh, this is going to ruin it. Okay, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. If you don't want to know what happens, just pause this and skip ahead. Rail on that skip button for a moment. When the torture scene is happening, right?
Yeah.
She reacts with no one around as if she is like, whoa, this is crazy.
So
like,
Dorothy was in on it. I'm glad you finally admit it, Brandon. Thank you so much.
No, this just pushes my own fucking... No, this just pushes my own theory that this makes no fucking sense.
How so, Brandon? Because Dorothy was, quote-unquote, reacting to nobody around.
Exactly. That's why this twist is stupid.
Except she knows cameras are everywhere, and she's recording the whole thing.
Why would she care about the cameras? She does nobody's... If it's her thing, she shouldn't care what people see on the camera.
She was recording herself so that then that way she can lure the other one out and finish the job with them all together. There's a little line in there that says, no, she wants them all together for the end.
Yep.
But even then, when she first goes in, she's like, whoa, cool, whoa. And I'm like, no, you know everything that's going to happen.
But she doesn't know it's going to happen like this. She can still be impressed with the layout.
Yeah,
that was...
And also, Brandon, not everybody knew what was going to happen in their fantasies.
She was shocked that it was real. I'm like, you knew it was real. I'm sorry. I think that was so stupid.
Well, no. See, at that point in it, she still sort of is thinking it's going to be holograms, that she's going to go home. Like, I think she's still thinking, no, this is not real. This is a hologram, and I'm just going to get to, get cathartic on it. And then at the end, she's like, oh, fuck, yeah, I get to really do this. Let's go full machete on their asses.
No, she knew from the beginning. That was the whole thing with the twist, is that she was like, oh, she gathered everyone there for this.
Yeah, because it's her fantasy and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. But, it's not the best thought out twist. However,
Spoiler alert, over.
Wait. We thought it was going to be like, oh, yeah, this island is like, a Mylan stronghold, and Quetzalcoatl's there, the winged serpent and all that. It was like, okay, cool. That's actually kind of a thing. you know, a rock of unobtainium or whatever in the middle of the island, blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit? But yeah, that's why we're waiting for the giant winged serpent of Legend of the Sword, but it never came.
And then Blumhouse. We thought, was it Judy, the wife? We thought Julia was going to be Maggie Q's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait, what?
You're just like grown up and like in a time warp or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And, I mean, it's not our fault. They look.
I mean, if we're gonna keep spoiling this movie, I was not shocked that she was his wife because I thought that was the reveal right from the get go.
Yeah. Well, you mean from the get go when the first words of the movie are "the plane, the plane, lost the plane" by Julia. And I was like, all right, this is going to be this movie. All right, we're in.
Yeah, it's Fantasy Island. That has to be the first words, babe.
Then the origins of Tattoo.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's the end. Fuck you, movie.
By the way, most realistic part of this movie is that the drunken guy dude bro would have a tattoo that says Tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the most realistic thing in this movie, and don't you even try and fight me on it.
I feel like the other guy would have had it, though. Well, he was more of a drunken dude bro.
But he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little brother lost the bet.
So it's a movie. Watch it on your video screens everywhere.
I weirdly think I would, if it's between watching it and Sonic again, I think I might watch Fantasy Island again.
Okay. Here's the other thing I was waiting for in the middle of the movie when it was revealed that, like, time travel and shit was apparently involved, like, with this guy who wanted to be a soldier going back to be in his dad's platoon and all that. I was waiting for him to kill his dad.
Yes, me too.
Okay, especially when they were fighting in the river and shit. I'm like, oh, he's going to, like, hit his head on a rock or...
That scene was so stupid.
Drops the grenade. Yeah.
That scene was so stupid because he was like, okay, well, if I'm going to die, I guess if we're not going to die, let's get out of here. And he's like, no, Dad, you have to be a hero. Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's a lot of... Okay, there's a lot of choices made in this movie where it's like, no, that's not how that... Maggie Q's whole thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I don't deserve to be happy. And it's like, what... Well, if you think it's all a dream or whatever and shit like that too, then
let me explain Maggie Q's thinking as the vagina in the room.
Go for it.
What I'll it is brag. Is that so the fire happened 6 years ago.
Yeah.
She turned down his proposal 5 years ago. She turned down his proposal because she didn't think she was worthy of love after what happened the year before.
Yeah.
And so she's like, as happy as I am. And then like the daughter kept going like, you don't deserve me and giving her little cuts. And Maggie Q's like, okay, I will never, saying no to him isn't the root of my happiness.
Yeah.
Unhappiness. The root of my unhappiness is the choices that I made 6 years ago. And so that's what I have to fix. And then that'll fix the rest of my life.
So even her fantasies won't let her enjoy.
She can't be happy in her fantasies because she chose the wrong moment of regret.
God damn, that's deep.
Yeah,
from the writers of Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
That was Izzy's 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh,
my
God. So have you seen that movie yet, Seven in Heaven?
Can't say I have, but I like how you saw the movie based on the recommendation of the producer.
That's right.
On Twitter.
Because I was joking that, like, yeah, that's going to be the next movie. And he was like, psych, we've already done it. Check it out on Netflix.
And you said, you bet your sweet bippy I will.
Basically, Steve was trying to be a condescending cunt, got out condescended, and said, hold my beer.
Yeah. Game recognized game, everybody.
this is what I love about my husband. He can admit when he's wrong, and he'll watch that movie.
Yeah,
guys. Just imagine if Mr. Rourke had been played by Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Right? Okay, I saw that in the IMDb facts, and I'm like, yeah, well, I guess if Antonio Banderas is dead, apparently, and Nicolas Cage turned it down for some reason, I'll tell you why he turned it down.
No fire?
He doesn't want to be a part of Blumhouse, because Blumhouse is all about making money and not making great movies with great acting choices like he wants to do with his life, which is why he's in 5 or 6 movies a year, but it's all characters and situations he wants to be in. Because
there wasn't enough
living actor. Take that, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is the opinion of Stephen Izzy only.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
fact. Correct.
All right, so I'm going to throw this out there. You know who I also think, like, acting-wise would be an excellent Mr. Rourke?
Who?
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah. Stanley Tucci's great.
Yeah.
He's very charismatic. He's very flamboyant.
Yeah, oh. He can be very subtle and held together, and then you can get a good Stanley Tucci freakout out of him.
I got it. I think I got it. Antonio Banderas, of course, as Mr. Rourke.
Yes.
Stanley Tucci as Tattoo.
Tattooch. No.
Yes.
No, guys. Gary Oldman as Tattoo.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Rolf.
or Matthew McConaughey as Tattoo, because as we all know, he's a dwarf.
Right. I'm a dwarf!
And of course, he would fit right in every scene telling people that he's a dwarf, because they're... Wait, what are you doing here, Tattoo?
I'm a dwarf! Wouldn't that be great? Every one of his life. It's Matthew McConaughey, just with shoes on his knees, walking around his Tattoo. And when somebody like acknowledges his presence, he just says, I'm a dwarf!
By the way, he's still got the like regular sized arms and everything, so...
Yeah. And when
why can't we just have Brad Williams telling everybody to go fuck off?
Every shot of him, he's just sitting on a couch with his puppet legs.
Fucking Muppet legs.
Oh. Well, look, there's Tattoo riding a bike.
You just see him from above the waist.
Of course. Oh. Fully ripped, six-pack, never has a shirt on.
For some reason, they really fuck the force perspective up, so you see him standing next to a very tall chair. Yeah. Wait, how small is he supposed to be?
We get, like, Cat's perspective.
These guys, save it for the sequel.
Oh, my God.
Tattoo's Revenge.
Of Tattoo, exactly.
Oh, Serenity Fantasy Island.
Serenity Island. Bam.
Coming soon on another podcast.
What podcast would that be, Brendan?
What were they thinking podcast, Steve?
Where would I be able to find that?
You can go to www.ttpodcast.podbean.com, or you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other great podcatcher. You can also follow it on Twitter and Instagram at www.ttpodcast or at patreon.com/www.ttpodcast.
So, but what if I were into more classy British movies like King Arthur, Legend of the Sword?
Well, you're shit out of luck.
Jinx!
Well, if you want to listen to a podcast that doesn't cover King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, but other classier movies, it's called Force... Well, coming soon. Or might have already aired. I don't know. You can... I don't know my show air dates. You can check out For Screen and Country, a British film podcast hosted by Jason and myself. You can find it at Twitter at BFI_pod. You can also find it on Facebook. And, of course, for screenandcountry.podbean.com. Find it on all the other podcatchers, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, same stuff. And, British film, the BFI Top 100 British Films of All British Time.
Excellent. And thank you for joining us, Brendan. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but we really appreciate having your view on this podcast. It's not just the two of us cackling back and forth and one another, like Stanford and Waldorf or whatever their names are. And
guys, I just want to say that I think each of us, in our own magical way, have prevented this from being a godabortion of an episode.
That's right.
And to find the origins of godabortion, you can find us at
EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies.
Best plug ever.
Where I think we just aired an episode for Left Behind 2 Tribulation Force, also starring Brendan, because he lost a bet, I think.
Probably.
Well, see, he's sort of like New York in Sex and the City. He's the other character.
Guys, let's just be real with the people. I picked that movie. Steve was like, these are the five movies that it could potentially be, and I was like, the God one.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, oh, it could be Minority Report or Mystic River or even Lemony Snicket's and stuff like that. He's like, nope, I want Left Behind 2 Tribulation Force.
I brought it on myself.
And then we said, good luck trying to find it. We got ours out of a religious grab bag.
And I found it on full on YouTube.
That's youtube.com.
I still stand by conservatively 85% of the actors in that movie must be pedophiles if they got left behind.
Oh, you mean the characters, not the actors.
Can't it be both, Steve?
Kirk Cameron, waiting for your scandal.
Hey, babe, are you on social media at all?
Well, I've been thinking about it. And if I were going to, I would probably go as Untidy Venus, a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I would probably even set up a shop over on Etsy, so I would be untidyvenus.etsy.com, where I would probably sell a bunch of the artwork that I make, including, we're taking pre-orders right now for a biography of Steve's grandmother.
That's true, yeah. She filled out one of those Question of the Day journals for me a couple years ago, and recently passed, unfortunately, but yeah, we're making a nice little book about her and her life as mother of 17 children, grandmother of 90, and great-grandmother of 85. No joke, it is a page-turner.
Ooh, the family stone over here.
Right?
Right?
They got shit on us, man.
Izzy, I just gotta say, you better register those usernames quickly, because people are gonna hear this episode and be like, oh shit, gotta get on that.
Wait, I want to be a goddess who's bad at housekeeping.
Neil Breen, insert, looking at you, asshole.
I'll say insert cat typing gif. No more books.
Notice I started saying that, and both the cats walked away. Like, yeah, like I now keep grabbing them and make them type their memoirs.
Oh no, Paul's saving all this. Come up in secret.
Oh, Poe loves that government secret. Yeah, so everyone just gets loose and floppy.
That's right. EILF movies. That's everything I learned from movies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And, I mean, let's say hypothetically, mm-hmm. you just got exiled to some mushroom dimension where it just smells like mushrooms all day, every day.
Uninhabited mushroom dimension. By the way, if all you're eating is mushrooms, he is on one hell of a trip, man.
Yeah, right. Where would I be able to go to get something to take care of the odors?
Ooh, well, if they still do deliveries in this dimension, I'd head over to frankieandmer.com, where you can get the finest in aromatherapy. We particularly enjoy the Chai Sexual, which just came out for one show. Tea is more than a friend. It's great. It smells like chai tea. It's so good, guys. It's so good. And I designed the label!
Yeah!
But Steve, what if I didn't want to pay full price for these things?
Well, you're telling me about this website, but I assume if you use the code Venus, you'd be able to save like 15% or something.
It's true! And I bet if you got an order over $35, it would ship free.
Even to a mushroom dimension?
Even to a mushroom dimension!
Shit, I'm in!
Guys, I gotta say, you really gotta get your facts like correlated before you start these podcasts.
Nah.
Yeah, I like winging it.
You're asking a lot of questions.
Well, Brendan, I have a question for you.
What were they thinking?
Exactly. In a movie where... Anyway.
Go on.
But yeah, again, thank you for joining us, Brendan. And thank you all out there for listening. So I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And I'm Montrose Monkington.
And this is
Everything I Learned from movies.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Just kidding. Wait. I'm not Montrose. Bye.
I was say, you're Montrose Monkington. You didn't say any prefaces so then, or suffix, so that means you're Montrose Monkington Jr.'s dad?
Gotta go.
By the way, Montrose...
Time travel, Fantasy Island, it all works out.
Montrose Buckington Jr. is sitting on our movie shelf right now, and the way he always sits down, his little tail peeks between his two legs, and his little arm goes on his little tail, and it looks like he's jerking himself off every goddamn time.
Here, Steve, send you a picture.
Steve definitely didn't intentionally take that and frame him like that, right?
You may be surprised, but nope, I did not.
No, that's just... You set him down, this is what he does. Which makes our street monkey find even better. I love this stupid little monkey.
Street monkey.
I found him on the street! I told you how I found the stuffed animal, right?
Oh, I know. I just really want a Street Shark spinoff now. Ah, shared a photo with you. What? It looks like it literally looks like his wiener is hanging out there. Which
yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, scratching his left nut a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Steve. You're telling me you didn't set it like that?
No.
No.
I don't touch that goddamn street monkey.
No, we can do a video of, like, just picking him up and setting him back down. This is how this thing just sits.
Whoa, whoa, Izzy. Whoa. What's all this talk about videos?
On RedTube. Oh, probably stop recording or something.
Montrose Jr. got a creamy pussy.